Is anyone else still down there?
I hit the back of my head against the wall and suddenly I was awake. Did I fall asleep again? I heard the familiar squeak of athletic shoe soles on the linoleum floor. It got closer and closer, straight towards me. A bunch of keys rattled, and I was sitting here in the men's locker room and cuddled with someone else's shirt. I didn't have time to think. Within a second, I was at the emergency exit and pushed the thick door open, which led me into a dark, narrow concrete corridor. Around me, it turned pitch black. I stretched out my hands tentatively. They reached into the void. Was there no light switch? I couldn't see anything. "Come on, Ellie," I said to myself. "Just go." My voice resonated in a ghostly, fading echo. Above me, it started rustling. Mice? Or even rats? As if someone had pulled a whip across my back, I shot forwards, twitching. Hundreds of sticky webs stretched across my face. I lashed out hysterically. Something was crawling up my neck with long, groping legs. Spiders. Everything here was full of spiders. I was locked in a dark dungeon full of spiders. If I fainted now from sheer disgust and fear, no one would find me, and they would be crawling over me again and again. They would weave themselves into my hair, crawl into my mouth and nasal cavities, and lay shimmering yellow cocoons in which thousands upon thousands of new tiny spiders with their tiny little legs would begin to swarm. I kept lunging forwards, screaming silently, until my fingernails finally scraped against the cold metal. With the last of my strength, I threw myself against it. The door swung open with a squeak. I staggered, whimpering, into the empty, dim-lit gym. But now, it wasn't just crawling on my neck, but all over my body. On my stomach, on my thighs, on my chest. There was only one solution. Undress. Undress everything. And even better, go bald afterwards. Shit! I swore, pulling my blouse over my head. I reached under my tank top and pushed it up and nervously scanned my skin. First my stomach, then my upper back. Damn stupid countryside shit. A harvest man fled on his stiff legs. This is a dojo, not a monkey circus. And in a dojo there are certain rules. Get out. I winced so violently that I fell backwards against the soft floor mat that was leaning against the wall bars behind me. I hastily pulled my shirt over my bare stomach. Who the hell was lurking here in the semi-darkness?